Stepping out of the TARDIS, my feet sinking into the fine grains of sand. Above me hung a cloudless sky. In the distance, palm trees and sand dunes gave way to a heaving tropical jungle, echoing with the shrieks and twitters of exotic birds. Beside me, Jamie was scanning the horizon. "Where are we this time, Doctor?" he asked. The Doctor emerged from the police box, rubbing his hands with childlike enthusiasm. "Well, I'm not sure, Jamie," he said, jumping up and down on the spot. "But it certainly seems very pleasant." "Aye," said Jamie sagely. "These places always look harmless enough, to start with." "I don't know," I said. "I think it's beautiful and so peaceful." "Well, that would be a change, right enough," said Jamie as he joined me. He gave a gasp and pointed. "Would you look at the size of that?" I followed the direction of his gaze. About a mile or so inland, a metal tower rose out of the jungle, the shape of a steep pyramid. But rather than rising to a point, the tower extended upwards and upwards, becoming first a narrow column, then a vertical black line reaching up into the sky. "It seems to go on forever," I said. It must be 100 miles high." Jamie nodded. "Aye, it's a rear Tower of Babel. But who'd want to build such a thing?" I didn't reply. I could only stand and stare at the tower, at the way its framework of steel and glass sparkled like a cut diamond in the sunlight. I suddenly realized we weren't alone. Three figures in black wetsuits had emerged from the jungle, and they were leveling strange rod-like devices towards us. Each one of them had a transparent visor shielding their face and had a radio transmitter clipped to one ear. "Jamie," I shouted in warning, but it was too late. One of the figures pointed its weapon towards Jamie. A piercing sound filled the air and he fell forward into the beach grass with a thump. Then the figure turned its gun on me. I saw a pulsating white light and everything went dark.